So we're going to go to the Word. We're going to go to Isaiah 61, verse 1. And if you would stand with me for the reading of the Word. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn to Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Amen. You can be seated if you want. That whole scripture right there. Oh, and my title is I Believe I'll Testify. Everybody in this room today has a testimony. Everybody has something that they can stand up and proclaim the goodness of God over. You can stand up and say, I've been healed, I've been set free, I've been delivered. You can stand up and say all of these things, and I'm so thankful for that, and that's wonderful. If you keep it to yourself, what's it doing? Where are you? You have to look at your testimony like a little seed. This little seed. And you have to plant it somewhere and water it and watch it grow. And it's amazing. And you'd be amazed at the things that it can do. And that's a whole road I can go down and I can talk about. Plant the seed. Okay, plant the seed. Do the thing. But what I want to talk about today is not the negative, not even just the planting of the seed. I could cry and weep. Y'all know every time I get up here I cry. Every time. I told Landon, I said, I'm not going to do it this time. Not this Sunday. Not this one, because I really always do. I could get all into your feelings, and I could pull out those emotions of, you know, you're sad, and you have issues, and your loved ones, you know, I could pull out personal stuff. I could pull out my own suitcase and luggage full of emotional baggage, and we could just talk for hours. But I don't want to do that. We could get in this altar and have that good cry and feel a little Band-Aid patch and get that emotional release. And maybe even a little heart healing could take place. But I've got this song that the angels cannot sing. There is a point in our lives where we have got to recognize who we are and what we've got. And we have got to understand that no matter how messed up the situation is, no matter how tired and exhausted we are, no matter where we're standing and where we're at right now, we've got to remember what we've got. And what we've got is a testimony, and we've got a song that the angels cannot sing. It says, glory, hallelujah, I have been redeemed. And I don't know about you. I don't know everything that all of y'all have been through. I don't, and God, please don't tell me. But listen, I know enough about myself to say that I have been redeemed, and I have been set free, and I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. So I believe that I will testify. I believe that when I testify, that the atmosphere is going to change, because I can't testify without talking about the one who redeemed me, without talking about the one who set me free. I know, I get that I was born into this. I love when people remind me. Annabeth, you don't get it. You don't get it. You were born in this, evangelist kid, pastor's kid. You didn't have to fight this and that and the other. You didn't drink, you didn't do drugs. Okay, fine. Your testimony is incredible, and I'm so thankful for what God has brought you out of. That doesn't change it for me that I know who He is. And I know what He's done for me. And I know because you've shared your testimony what He's done for you. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I promise you that it takes all kinds of testimonies to get where we're at. All kinds. Your story, what God has done for you, what He's brought you out of, what He's bringing you out of, what He's going to bring you out of. I promise, there it's all along the road. I'm just going to tell you. I'm telling you, it's all important and it all matters and it's all incredible. But what we can't do is let every bit of this, all of these things, all of these tests, all of these trials, all this that's coming for us and coming at us, what we can't do is let it discourage us. Don't let it discourage you. Discouragement is terrible. It's terrifying. In times of discouragement, you'll start turning to things that you said you would never turn to. You'll start looking into stuff and talking about things and getting into situations, and then you'll turn around and look at yourself and be like, what? How did I get here? Build yourself up. Build yourself up. Discouragement is terrible. Do you know how to get out of discouragement? Let me tell you. Obviously, there's the answer of pray. You got to pray. You got to pray. I love it when people tell me that. A man, at Because of Time, said it this way one time. He was going through a situation that we'll keep praying about it. Keep praying about it. And he goes, I already did that. Ugh. Doesn't that just irk you a little bit? When you're going through something and you've been going through it and you've sought and prayed and done all this and you fasted and you lost 30 pounds and, you know, you're literally just like sweating blood at this point. And somebody's like, well, I'm praying for you. Or did you pray about it? Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you for questioning my walk with God. You know, like it's one of those things. But discouragement is not always something you can just pray away. I'm going to tell you. Sometimes discouragement is one of those things where you have to turn around and look at it and say, I get that you're here. I get it. You're here. You're in my feelings. You're in my emotions. I'm in my feelings. I'm in my emotions. That's a real thing. And you have to turn around and look at it dead in the face and say, I get that you're here, but you're not going to win. You're not going to win. And so until that discouragement understands and it gets, okay, it's here. I'm here. She knows. She's aware. You just have to look at it and just keep telling it every day. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not have to live with you. You do not have to be welcome in my home. You do not have to be welcome into my spirit. You can tell it all of that. And you can look at it and say, hallelujah, anyhow. That's one of my favorite songs. It's a good one. I'll just tell you that. It's a good one. And the song itself says, I believe I'll testify God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to turn around and bring me down, but my God has never failed me yet. So I'm going to stand my ground. So what are we going to do? We're going to stand our ground. And we're going to sing hallelujah anyway and anyhow. Because I don't care what's happened. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where I've been. I'm going to sing hallelujah anyhow. I know I'm tired. I know I'm beat up. I know you're over it. I get it. But I'm going to tell you right now that if you can get it in your spirit and you can get it in your mind today, then I'm not giving up and I'm not giving in, and you can sing hallelujah anyhow, you'll make it out. I said it before, I'll say it again. God is victorious no matter what. He is victorious no matter what. It does not matter what your current situation is. It does not change God. It does not change that He is on the throne forever and ever. Amen. It does not change that He's the healer and the way maker and the comforter and the provider. It doesn't change any of that. It doesn't change any of that. I understand in moments you can feel like the woman at the well. I get it. The Lord's talking to you, and all you can see is what's going on at home. I get it. Sometimes you feel like Judas. I get it. Sometimes you really do feel like you've betrayed the Lord, and I get it. And I know myself, for sure, me and Peter are like besties. Because I also will cut off your ear and hope that the Lord will put it back on. Peter denied the Lord. Bold face denied the Lord. I've been there. I've been the busybody Martha who gets so tied up and tangled up in everything that's going on in here and so caught up in making it right and making it perfect and all this, get so caught up in it that I can't even see what the Lord's doing right in front of my face. I am not going to lie to y'all. I've been there. I've been so blinded by sin and darkness and things that have come into my life and tried to tear me up that I had to take a page out of Bartimaeus' book and cry, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I've been there, and I know that you all have too, and you might be there right now. I don't know. We've all been hurt, used, accused, and abused. I get it. But more than any of that, more than any of those things that the devil and yourself and somebody else might have tried to put on you, you're a victim, you're a liar, you're a cheater, you're this, you're that, you're the other, you're a sinner. Oh my gosh, and you're not. Anyway, but more than any of that, more than any of those things, you turn around and look it in the face and you tell it, you know what, but I've been redeemed. And I've been set free, and I've been set apart, and I've been made new, and I've been delivered, and I've been rescued. I've been saved. I am loved. I am called a child of the King. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been brought with a price. And the blood of the Lamb has been applied to my life. Again, I've got a song that the angels cannot sing. Running in your feet, clapping in your hands, a praise on your lips, joy in your dance. If you think that he won't do it, I dare you to try it today. I have been in moments of my life in this church, in this altar, not even just at the old building, in this one too, this building too, especially this one, because this is where my more adult years have been, and they have been fun. I'm telling you, I have stood on this platform and in this altar before, and the music's been going, and people are getting their blessing. If you're apostolic, you'll get this, hucking and bucking. Getting their praise on, getting their blessing, and God is doing it for them. And I'm over here depressed out of my mind, wondering what I'm doing on this platform. Just, I trust you, God. I trust you, God. I trust you, God. I've been there. I have been to the point in my life where I have said, I have nothing but a dance to offer you right now, Lord. I have nothing but a praise to offer you right now, God, because I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I need healing. I'm frustrated. I've been right there. And not just frustrated with myself. I've been frustrated with situations and people and things and wondered and wondered and wondered. And then I get this revelation all over again that I have to get all the time. I don't know. Y'all are probably better than me about this. But I have to get this revelation of actually trusting in God. Of really letting it go and placing it in his hands and giving it to him. I have to do that sometimes. And if you don't, tell me your secret after church. But the biggest thing that I want us to get with today is understanding that the freedom and the liberty that God has brought to us is special. And you can't just get it anywhere. You can't. There's something very special about truth-filled doctrine and the freedom that it brings knowing Jesus inside and out. in Him knowing you inside and out. There's something very, very powerful about that. Very powerful about that. And I know that a lot of y'all are probably looking at me like, man, she's a little hyped up this morning. It's a little early for this. It's 12 o'clock. It's not that early. I'm just excited about what God can do. And I'm just excited about knowing what God is going to do. It's not just about knowing, oh, He's able. It's about grabbing the vision of your pastor. And it's about holding on to the vision that God gave you and the promises that God gave you. Holding on to it and standing your ground and watching Him do it. And I know sometimes we want to look and be like, why is it not done yet? I know that the man of God came to this church and He told us, you will see things. I know that He did. And we did. But I know some of us are standing here like, where? My prayer card has not been fulfilled. Not one person that I wrote on the back of my prayer card has showed up. If anything, I tried to witness and about got in a fight. I don't know what all of you have been through, but I understand. You might be holding that prayer card thinking, where is mine? Where is my answer? Where is my blessing? Where is it at? Where is what I prayed for? Why am I not seeing it? God, it's been over 31 days. Where is it? And we see that, and we see that. And we know that revival is coming. When God gives a word, it's yes and amen. He doesn't go back on His word. And if you feel like He has, you're wrong. Because He doesn't go back on His word. He told us that there will be revival on this campus. He told us. So what are we going to see? Week. What are we going to see? Revival on campus. He told us that our loved ones are going to come back home. So what are we going to see? We're going to see them come home. He told us that prodigals are going to return, and they're going to raise up, and they're going to pick their sword back up and put the armor back on, get back in their place. He told us. So what are we going to see? We're going to see it. And I know that you're thinking, well, you saw something on your prayer card. I got four more things on the front of that card that I haven't seen happen yet. I do. Do you think that God doesn't still have it? He still has it. He still sees it. He still knows what I wrote. He knows the list of things that I wanted to write and ran out of room. He knows. And He's not done with it yet. And He's not done with you or your situation. And He's not done with this church. And we didn't get to point A just to not reach point B. That's not what happened. I'm just going to tell you, if after that amazing, incredible revival that we had, if you were hyped up for about 4 days and then life said, you're not by yourself. Because I'm telling you, we had that revival, and I was so excited about everything God's doing, and I'm still excited about it. Don't get me wrong. But life and sickness and people and work, all the things, if it could go wrong, it went wrong. It did. I don't know if that was just with me. If it was, ouch. But I don't think it was. And I'm telling you, God still knows what He's doing, and He's still on the throne. You're not by yourself if you feel discouraged. You're not. But I'm telling you what, today we need to grab a hold of the vision once again of seeing and knowing that God is still doing the miraculous. You people are called of God. You're incredible. You've been through it. You've been over it. You've been around it. I get it, and I understand. Do you not think that that doesn't make you powerful? That makes you so incredible. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. You people just won't give up, and I love it. But the thing is you can't live on just that level. You can't say, I'm surviving. That's all I want to do. Because if I try to start thriving, the devil's going to see that, and he's going to put a target on my back, and every demon that he's got is coming for me. You can't think like that. You can't. And one of my favorite things about knowing when the devil is fighting me is it means I'm doing it right. So rest assured, if you ain't sleeping at night, there's a reason. But I'm telling you, God is for his people. He is for his people, and he has not left us, and he's not forsaken us. And there are chains that God wants to break today, and there's breakthrough that God wants to do today. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost and you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you can receive that today, and we will baptize you today. And if you don't know what it is, come talk to us. We'll explain it. We'll tell you. It's the most incredible thing that could happen to you. It's the most incredible thing that could happen to you. And I know that God has good things for us today. And I know that I've gotten up here and I've just screamed and hollered and been excited about the Lord and what he's doing. And I know that people in here understand and they know where I'm coming from. And I know some people are like, again, you don't get it. You don't know what I'm going through. I'm not going to dance. I'm not going to shout. I'm going to cry. That's okay. If you need to cry, go ahead. Let's end it on a shout, though. Because you're victorious. And you don't have to sit and wallow in tears and sadness. You don't have to do that. Sure, feel your feelings. Get it out. Let it out. It's like when your friend pats you on the back. Let it out. Yes. But more than all of that, remember who you are. And remember what is for you. Victory is for you. Greatness is in your future. And God has got you no matter where you're at in this moment, no matter what storm you're in, no matter who did what or who said what or where you're sitting. I get it. I know. But I'm telling you, God is for you. So who can be against you? So who can be against you? And whoever is playing this morning, I feel like Dad. Honey, come to the music. Meh. I'm thankful for the Lord and what he does. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I'm thankful for all of these things. But I want there to just be a moment. Let's go ahead and stand across this building. I want us all to just take a moment and just every eye closed. You don't have to bow your head. If anything, I want you to lift your face to the Lord. And I want us to just take a moment and go ahead and think about, okay, this is where I'm at. God already knows, but I want you to just think about it. This is where I'm at. This is my situation. This is my friend's situation. This is my husband, my wife's situation. This is, I'm scared, I'm worried, I've got doubt, I've got fear, I've got all these different things. You might be facing some really real things today. There might be financial issues. There might be real emotional, mental issues going on. I don't know. But I know more than any of that, that there's a name above it, first of all. The name of Jesus is above everything. So it's above anything that you can name. We've heard pastors say it time and time again, and it's so true. But I'm telling you, there are people in this room today that are in real, real need of a breakthrough. Very serious things are going on, and you're looking at the Lord like, if you don't come through the day, if you don't show me that there's a way out today, if I don't get a little bit of hope today, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know it. I know it. And I know there are things that have tried to tell you, you can show up to church, and you can play church, and you can raise your hands, and you can trick everybody, and you can fool everybody. I get it. Again, I've been there. But I'm telling you, there's no shame and there is no condemnation in this house today. There's none. Because nobody in this building is going to shame you and nobody in this building is going to condemn you except for maybe yourself. But I'm telling you, if you'll release that to the Lord today, if you will release it to him today, and say, God, I don't care what the people around me are doing.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what my neighbor's doing. I don't care what Annabeth's doing on the platform. I don't care what they're singing. And you'll just say, I need you, Lord, more than anything right now, God. I need you to come through. I need you to make